Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to this week's Stuff Sucks.
Right. Things suck.
What?
Things suck.
Things suck.
Is it things suck now?
Well, things do suck, but it's just Stuff Sucks. That's the name of the show.
What did I say?
You said Stuff Sucks.
Oh, thank God. Right, yeah, Stuff Sucks, because everything's shit and you deserve to know about it. I'll be miserable as well.
You deserve it.
You deserve to have extra troubles put onto you.
This week, I'm Jim.
I'm Andy, still.
I will continue to be Jan for the foreseeable future.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Roseanne.
And very soon, we're going to start discussing things that were awful and that suck in general.
Very soon. How about now?
Oh, what do you think sucks? Phone noise.
Yeah, mobile phone interference. We recorded an episode of Things We Like about 2 weeks ago, and when we came to edit it, that was what it sounded like.
Just checking, everyone has got their phones off or whatever.
Yes, I don't have a phone.
Airplane mode in effect. But yeah, it was bad, because we spent like a good 45 minutes recording something special.
I think it was a particularly good one as well. It was a very, like, I didn't stop laughing, I just stopped making noise, you know?
Yeah, it was like 3 a.m.
yeah,
on a Saturday night after musical fireworks and alcohol was imbibed. So it wasn't a standard format episode. It was just a bit mad, but
you'll never get to hear it.
Ever.
Embrace the mystery.
We talked about loads of cool stuff as well, like the Diamond Museum.
Diamond Museum was a particularly wondrous place where we all worked for a while.
But that's lost forever.
It's still in our memories. I loved meeting Neil Diamond at the Diamond Museum.
He was one of the best exhibits.
And James Bond from Diamonds Are Forever was there.
It was Moore, wasn't it? Roger Moore?
I couldn't tell, he was covered in diamonds.
Forever.
Jesus.
Yeah, we missed a wonderful conversation about if you had to marry an animal, what would you choose?
Oh, what was I going to marry?
You were going to marry a giant squid.
Oh, yeah.
Because the things it could do with those.
That wasn't my principal reason, but yeah, things that get weird.
Yeah, you're Japanese at heart, aren't you?
Entire.
I was going to marry a bear, because they look like they probably give quite good cuddles.
Aww.
And would be able to protect me.
Yeah.
I think if I was married to the bear, and obviously the bear wanted to be married.
Yeah, that's the important bit of this, isn't it, really? Who would you be happily married to, rather than just like what animal would you marry?
Yeah, exactly. It has to be a two-way street. Yeah. You can't just get
married. Love is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kids these days forget that. You got to work at it.
I just wish I was a cat.
You wish you were a cat?
It sounds great. Just sleeping and eating food all day.
Going out on adventures.
Yeah, sounds boss.
And having worms.
Yeah. Dying really young.
Yeah, being put in a bag and thrown in a river by a human that doesn't care.
Mm. Being worshipped by Egyptians, though.
Okay, yeah. Well, swings and roundabouts.
Being owned by a super
villain. I just want to be a nice house cat that's kept. I can sit by a fire and have free food.
But cats are dicks.
Yeah, but
I know it's nice to be a dick.
Exactly.
That, like,
it's half the fun.
It's kind of like saying, oh, I wish I was a human and I'd live in a big mansion and be a millionaire and not have a job and do stuff. You're like picking the echelon of cat life.
Not every cat lives like that.
There's no responsibility. Cats don't have... there's responsibility with that.
You tell that to a lioness.
But Roseanne's cat was really, really depressed.
It was stressed.
Chewed all its hair off, and it's like... Like, all it did was lounge about, do nothing. That was too much for it.
Another cat came onto its territory and it kept coming into the house and it didn't like it, so it licked all its fur off.
The other cat came into your house?
Mm-hmm. Boy, that sucks.
Violation.
That's not cool.
That's the worst defensive move I've ever heard.
You're going to find me increasingly more weird until you leave. I'm going to freak you the fuck out and then you're going to go away. It's the only defence I know.
Did it work? Did the cat keep coming back?
I don't know.
I don't know. Eventually I stopped paying attention. If it wasn't willing to stand up for itself.
Yeah. And the problem was the walls were white and the cat eventually became white and they just lost it.
It could still be there.
Could still be, yeah.
It's a nice cat. I like my cat.
What's your cat's name?
Diesel.
Cats don't tend to have names, do they?
I call it Cat.
Yeah, I called my cat Cat.
Yeah. But officially,
really? I never knew that, and I've met your cat countless times. Do you still have a cat?
No, she died, unfortunately.
Another bad thing about being a cat.
They die.
Yes, they die. Are mortal.
Despite the Egyptians' best attempts at making them not.
Dogs always look happy. I went to the park today, and there were just so many happy dogs.
Aww. Quincy doesn't look happy. He's got sad
no.
How do you measure happiness? I mean, if you're too stupid to know that you're not happy, is that still happiness?
Maybe Quincy's too smart.
No, I don't think that's Quincy's problem. Quincy eats his own poo, but he waits for it to go white first.
Oh.
That's respectful. Mm.
Yeah, you've got to wait for it to go crunchy before you're willing to have a delicacy such as your own feces. Yeah.
Some dogs, I think it's like 1 in 5 dogs are coprophiliacs.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was abnormal for a dog. It doesn't reek of intelligence.
No, it doesn't.
I know that it's a human intelligence imposed on a dog. Maybe they know something I don't. But,
but you think there was a one day when humans stopped shitting on their food when, we started living a bit longer.
One afternoon.
Yeah.
Guys, have we ever tried not crapping in the stew pot?
It sounds funny, but there actually was the French army that didn't, wasn't there? Was it the Napoleonic army?
What?
Well, that was a cat jumping past the window there.
Yeah.
Oh, fun cat.
They had the idea that smell carried disease, and whilst that's, to us sounds so obvious, they would keep their latrines, because they were French, nearby to the kitchens, because just away from the main body of people, but close to each other.
Was this around the 1600s, Black Plague time?
Napoleonic, I don't know when that was.
About 70 to 18.
But I know that his campaigns didn't suffer from dysentery almost anywhere near as much as previous invasions had, and that helped them get further distances. That didn't suck for them, that was good.
No, but it does seem fairly obvious in this day and age that you probably shouldn't play around in your own shit. But and
germs,
it seemed like that's what they were doing.
Germs, they had no idea what they were. I mean, that was, doctors refused to wash their hands at the idea that they were making people ill.
The dirt keeps the disease away.
Yeah. Well, my hands are dirty and I'm not sick.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe.
Yeah, Ignaz Semmelweis. Who thought up clean hands as a thing? Then all the doctors were like, "What? Shut the fuck up!" And he died because everyone said he was lying when he wasn't. So he went to say,
"What was his name again?"
Ignaz Semmelweis.
Ignaz Semmelweis.
He did him in a science class.
I did him. I did him behind the sheds.
Oh. You say that though, he was probably the first modern Pearson.
Pearson.
My accent's going weird again. First person to say that. I mean, apparently in the Middle Ages, in Monty Python films, everyone's covered in shit all the time. The Middle Ages were dirty. Apparently they were incredibly cleanly.
It's only one Monty Python film I could think of which features the Middle Ages.
All those Monty Python films.
All those Monty Python films.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that general vibe of the Middle Ages being kind of dirty. Is that just me? Was I prejudiced against the Middle Ages?
The idea that even the Queen didn't have a bath except once a year.
Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Mm. That's all nonsense.
Don't wash.
Mm.
Yeah, probably just got dirty around about the 1600s when it was the whole year. Smell is what gives you disease or something.
Population explosion as well.
Oh, that too, yeah.
I bet that put a bit of extra pressure. Before then, it was kind of okay to not have any kind of sewage system.
Yeah, just throw your shit in the street.
Yeah, if you're in the street, it'll wash away in the rain. That works when there's only 30 of you in the village. It doesn't work when there's 8 stories of,
Yeah, it's like 2 million people.
Made of wood, That's something that doesn't suck as much anymore. You no longer have to worry about being covered in poo when you're walking down the street.
For now.
For now.
Until, we get way too many people, then it's poo city again.
It makes it all the worse, though, when you do get covered in poo.
Yeah.
What?
It makes it all the worse, though, when you do get covered in poo walking down the street.
Because you're just not used to it.
Yeah. Yeah. If it happened once a week, then, it'd just be one of those things.
Yeah, that's something that sucks. I stepped in dog poo the other day. It was bad.
Mm. Was it fresh or was it the dog chalk variety?
It wasn't fresh. It was quite hard.
Mm. I haven't seen dog chalk in quite a while. You're saying, when it goes white and
crunchy.
I seem to remember being a very young kid, about 6 or 7, and drawing with it. Look at this, Mum. Look what I've drawn. It's chalk.
Street chalk.
I once slipped on a dead frog.
two successful days.
Successful days.
As a mailman, sorry, a postman for the Royal Mail.
Was it the same frog?
Yeah, it was a dead frog that I'd seen on the way up this drive, and then just forgotten about on the walk back. Stood on it and slipped like a good, foot before I righted myself. I went fucking hell, and then did exactly the same thing the next
day.
In
that accent.
Fucking hell, mate.
So that's my talk, I swear.
I don't think I've ever slipped on a dead frog.
Would you like to?
I killed a frog once.
Why? Oh,
proper weirdly sadistic when I was a child.
That sucks.
I squished it with a bucket so its legs sticked out the edges and then cut the legs on.
Wow. That's horrible. That's dark.
I was like eight or some shit with my friend.
You were old enough to know better.
Definitely old enough to know.
You were four.
What, four is an appropriate age to kill frogs?
It's less worrying. I don't know, is it worrying? Is it less worrying if it happens earlier? Is it like it's more built in?
Kill things.
Kill from young age, yeah. Mm.
But now I feel bad if I step on a snail.
Well, that's okay. Maybe that was the right age for you to do that then.
Yeah, as long as you didn't work up and you're then crushing lambs under buckets.
Squishing the legs of dogs out and cutting them off.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
I don't know why it happened. The guy I did it with doesn't remember now, and I'm like, Joel, it definitely happened.
Ah, oh, right.
You went nuts.
Maybe. Do you think he blocked it from his memory?
Maybe.
Did you bring it up in mixed company? And he's like, yeah, I don't remember doing this.
Was it his frog?
It was in his garden.
Oh, my.
You can't own frogs.
We used to have frogs in our garden. We had a big pink bathtub at the end of the garden, and it just filled with rainwater, and then frogs moved in. It was
nuts. We used to get loads of frogs from my parents' pond. That was cool. And once we were, it got really full of algae, right when it was full of all of the I'm going to use the word little tiny frogs that swim.
Tadpoles.
and my dad wanted to just empty it, and I was like, no, we need to protect all of the, they're going to die if you try. He's like, I'll scoop out the water, leave them in there, they'll be fine. And I was like, no, we've got to save them. So I got every little tadpole out into this huge, big bucket, like a proper, 4 foot high bucket. And then knocked it over by accident, and millions of them died. Just millions must have been just all over the drive, just like the drive came alive with all these flapping, dying tadpoles.
Oh, my.
So I can't really judge you for your, I don't know what the Greek word is for frog, but frogricide.
Well, Jenny intended to harm the frogs.
Yeah.
You were trying to save them and made a terrible mistake.
Okay, I can't judge you apparently.
Two sides of the same coin.
Oh, I'm considered a war criminal by Tuscan ants.
Hmm.
I might have discussed this before. They came inside the house. We were on a holiday.
Ants.
So I made a deal. Ants. I made a deal with them that I would pour Sprite on the floor outside. And then if any ants came inside, I would sweep them out with a broom.
Hmm.
But they were free to eat the outside Sprite. But I dropped a bit too much Sprite on the floor. And millions of ants came. And then my mum came back and she poured boiling water on them. And I was like, Mum, we've made a peace treaty. You can't do that. And she said I was being ridiculous. And she killed the ants anyway.
You can't do that.
Well, that's what she did.
I'll never trust you again.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. I was like, Mum, seriously, you can't do this. I was like 20.
It's even more important because, you've made a serious accord with the ants.
Exactly. It's not like I didn't know what I was getting into.
You're lucky. Well, at least we can presume that the ant queen was killed in the attack or the retribution.
Well, it would take the ants, I imagine, a long time to get back from Tuscany. So maybe.
Were they Lassius Niger? Were they the common black ant?
I believe so.
Then it's all one, super colony.
Okay, so it's
underneath the Channel Tunnel. They found, ants under the Channel Tunnel when they dug the Eurotunnel trench.
I think there's about four colonies worldwide.
Yeah, they're just huge, absolutely
so
huge.
It's entirely possible that I'm not just considered a war criminal by Tuscan ants, but by all ants.
It may not have worked its way back here yet, but one day...
One day, they'll know.
One day, you'll just find millions of ants.
There's that bastard.
And they'll be really annoying as well, because it's not even and I mean, thank God this isn't going to happen, but they're not going to coordinate themselves coming into a house and eat you, are they?
Why would they say this?
Do really annoying things, plug up your drains with their corpses.
That's bound to happen now.
Well, I'll keep you all informed.
Well, not for long.
Well, you'll know what's happened if I disappear.
True.
I think we must have done something bad to the Woodlouse Society then, because we have an infestation of woodlouse in the conservatory.
Yeah, it's stopped now, it's winter, but...
They'll probably be back next year.
Yeah.
in greater numbers.
Woodlice are calling.
They are, to a degree.
Not when they're crawling all over the concern.
Yeah, they've got no respect for property.
No. Or wood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Notoriously.
I think it grows on trees. That was late, yeah. But the fact that you're laughing so hard about it brings me joy. So, does anyone else have a thing that sucks?
What sucks this week, Rashan?
I honestly don't know. I've had a pretty good week, but I know I have to think of something.
It can be anything from the start of time to the end of history.
Oh, really?
And other stuff as well.
Yeah, it can be completely non-linear.
Yeah.
Being ill? I've been ill all week. I hate that. That sucks.
That does suck.
So it's not been a good week.
It's been a good week, but not for being ill.
There has been the low-level flu going around South.
I know, yeah. Everyone has it.
I did spend a week curled around the toilet recently. So.
Because you were ill?
Because I was ill, not because I loved my toilet.
Hiding from the ants.
It's very nice. And ants are classically afraid of porcelain.
Yeah, obviously.
Slippy.
Everybody knows that.
How ill?
Oh, quite ill. Like, I had 2 days off last week, and I spent them in bed. And I didn't really, that wasn't fun.
Well, yeah, I had to it's go rubbish when you have to spend like a week in bed and you don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, I spent all my working week thinking, I wish I was in bed. And then I spent that week ill going, I wish I could move.
But then I was well enough to go into work. And it was like, you know, that's what's annoying. I'm not well on my days off. But when I...
So I started getting ill Friday afternoon in work and actually said to us, I'm getting ill on Friday. Great.
Lovely. Yeah. If only we never got ill.
That would be nice. Can't wait for the future.
Yeah.
I usually never get ill.
You claim to never get ill.
It's the first time I've been ill in like 4 years.
You've been ill. You've had colds.
No, I haven't.
You have. Not a single ill. If Mystery Guest was here, he'd be so angry.
He'd be full of shit about it. I have not been ill in 4 years.
You were ill, like, on your birthday.
That's a different ill.
That was over 4 years ago.
Food poisoning
is still ill.
Yeah. It's not. It's different. Yeah, yeah. That's a self-inflicted.
No, it's not.
So you've never had a respiratory. You haven't had a respiratory illness in 4 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or any other kind.
You have to be clear.
Apart from food poisoning.
Apart from food poisoning,
which is an illness.
But that's a thing that you do to yourself. Well, I definitely did to myself. Put the black pancake batter. I was really drunk. It was a foolish move.
Well, Jim was living on his own for a week and decided in this entire time he would eat a single sandwich, some pancakes, and then later on some pancakes that had clearly gone mouldy before being cooked.
When I came back from here, I think, and I got back, I was like, oh, I'm so hungry, and I looked in the fridge and there was the pancake batter left from like Thursday, it was the Saturday night, and it had gone a bit black, and I remember thinking, oh god, mixing it up, and it went sort of grey. I was like, this will be fine. I just cooked it extra long, put loads of cheese on it so it didn't taste so weird.
And you got food poisoning.
Oh, massive.
Well, that one was your fault, I think. Yeah.
Did you not look in the fridge and think, I could make a sandwich with the cheese?
I was probably just thinking, oh, that pancake batter needs using up. It's not like my dad talking through that, like, I better use this up before it goes wrong.
If pancake batter was gone black.
But it didn't even kick in till like Monday. I was fine till like Monday evening.
Well, it does take a couple of days for food poisoning. That's why when people wake up in the morning and go, oh, that meal last night's ruined me, it's like, no, the 8 pints you drank ruined you.
Mm. Yeah. So, yeah. Cool.
It got pretty horrible pretty quick.
Once Mr. Wu ate some grey tuna, and he was okay. But then he had an omelette made with 10 eggs, and it was effectively liquid in the centre. That made him rather ill. Apparently, he just wanted so many toppings that he kept adding eggs to balance it out.
Recently, I've got into cracking an egg on top of a pizza.
Ah, pro move.
Since I went to an Italian and someone I was with had spinach and egg pizza, gave me a slice and it was gorgeous. And you know, I've not got ill yet.
That's proper Italian pizza, brilliant. Pro move.
Yeah.
I've actually thought about this, but I don't want the yolk of my egg to be non-runny. So I think I might put the white in. and cook that and until the pizza's cooked, and then put the yolk on for like a minute or two.
Yeah.
Mm. I consider these things.
Yeah.
Once Alf bought ashtrays so that we wouldn't get ash all over his garage, but we just used them to fry eggs in. And that was the end of the ashtrays.
To find breakfast.
Yeah. We made toast on the heater and fried eggs in the ashtrays, but ate none of them because we'd already used the ashtrays to put ash in. So.
Oh,
this is a fine example of when a food is grey, do not eat it.
When it's
covered
in ash.
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah, I'll take it on board.
Good. Thanks, Jenny.
Jenny, you dislike something this week?
Things suck. Stuff sucks.
Stuff.
This week.
Did I say a thing?
You said, have you had a thing that you liked this week?
What did I?
You said dislike.
I'm so sorry.
Good God.
Mm.
I'm looking for a job, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, do you know what's worse than looking for a job?
Having a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it'd be good to have some money.
Yeah, that's the like good end of having a job.
It's just a horrible process. You're literally selling your life.
To a corporation.
Yeah. For like, more often than not, is not what you would pay for it.
Yeah. I feel sick that I'm going to have a job for at least the next 40 years. And not even reached 40 years yet.
You never know, we could die young.
Yeah. There's still hope. Woo! That's why duct tape needs to sponsor us.
Yeah, duct tape.
It has to be duct tape, and it has to be a lucrative contract.
A shining, wonderful thing in an otherwise murky world.
That's what I should get for the back of my phone. That's something that sucks. The back of my phone is jammed behind my bed and I can't get out, and it's so annoying.
It is annoying because you have the world's tiniest hands.
Yeah, they won't. No, it's like I've moved it so I can fit my hand down to it now, but it's got jammed behind like the splint bit and I can't. It's not.
Can you not use like a tool?
I tried to use tweezers but it didn't work. The tweezers got stuck.
There's just going to be an ever-increasing pile of stuff.
So we sent in the spider to catch the phone.
Could you not just move the bed?
I've tried.
Oh, no, right, okay. No, our bed is in three parts and it's just too much effort. It's so heavy and I don't want...
Would you not like to have a phone where the battery didn't fall out every time you...
Yeah, because it's getting really broken and every time I turn it on it feels like it won't turn on and then...
Could you order the back of the phone?
No, I'm not spending any more money on this phone.
Okay.
It seems to me that all these are problems that you just refuse to solve, as opposed to that you can't do anything about it.
It's just a disaster. It's bad times.
Oh, this is the worst.
I know. Literal first world problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My stuff sucks thing. It doesn't actually... I don't know if it sucks. There's a mysterious object off the coast of Sweden, and the Swedish Navy and some of our Navy have like mobilised to go and look for it.
It's Iceland.
It's Iceland off the coast of Sweden.
Well, it's been found in Norway. We don't know Norway
now. No, but like, they think it's a Russian submarine. The Russians are all no. But they think it might be a Russian submarine in trouble, and there could be hundreds of Russian seamen dying at the bottom of the sea right now, and Russia's just like,
We didn't put it there.
Though I am kind of hoping it's actually aliens.
I was just going to say, I hope it's aliens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be sick.
Unless it was bad aliens.
Yeah, that would suck.
Oh yeah, we should like send more water down there.
Speaking of bad aliens, I watched Edge of Tomorrow yesterday.
Yeah!
I shouldn't be bringing it up.
No, that's what I was going to talk about.
I'll wait then. Yeah. Tune in next week. For things we like, when Jenny and I will be discussing Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh, I want to throw something to that.
Jenny and I will be discussing.
Jenny and Andy will discuss that. Oh, that sucks.
You'll be allowed to chime in when we tell you can.
Do you think one day when aliens get here and they look at all of our films, they'll just instantly accuse us of racism and leave?
Some nice ones.
Yeah, we're massive xenophobes.
E.T. And Starman.
E.T., the heartwarming story of a nice alien that comes to our planet and we torture the fuck out of it until it wants to go home.
Yeah, so is Starman.
Are there any nice alien films where we welcome them?
Yeah,
Mac
Star
and,
Trek.
Mac and Me.
Mac and Me, yeah.
They become American citizens at the end and go to McDonald's.
We just killed him slowly with cholesterol.
Most people are alright in batteries not included, but there is that guy who kind of looks like Raul Julia who bursts down the building.
Bad Raul Julia.
What's the film with Keanu Reeves in it? I really should know this. It was a remake of them.
Day of the Earth Sister.
Yeah.
Weirdly, it was on TV last night.
It was horrendous. That really did stuff. They were blatantly aliens with the power to just wipe us out in, you know, without batting an eyelid, and they'd still like try to go to war with it before even trying to speak to it.
Oh, you mean us? Yeah, we were retards.
We were bastards. They like sent drones in and we're all like, we're gonna win this. It's like it's wiped out Europe in like 3 minutes. Good luck.
Yeah, drones will do it.
Yeah, but to America, Europe isn't like a place. No. So it probably doesn't seem like a
threat. The two countries of Europe and Africa were destroyed. Do you know what sucks? I haven't done a suck yet.
What?
Bad night's sleep.
You had a bad night's sleep.
I had a bad night's sleep last night. I had a horrible dream.
Oh, you
yeah,
describe
you're...
the dream.
Yeah, the horrible dream.
It was horrible. I had like a spot on my chest and I was trying to pop it. And then as I popped it, loads of pus came out. It wouldn't stop. And then like a white worm's head came out and it wasn't moving at first when I realised it was wiggling. And the whole thing came out, it was about 15 centimetres long. But, like, that wasn't even horrible. That was like, oh, ooh, that's a bit gross. And then it wasn't even sticky. I had it in my hand. I was like, oh, Roseanne, look at this. And then I put it down on the side. And I put it down on top of a copy of Mary Claire. Read into that one. And then I realised, whatever it's called, it was Mary Claire in my dream. And then I realised it was still loads of pus was coming out. And when I went down, I looked down, there were more worms coming out. And it was all like really red and sore then. And then I was kind of worrying because it was 9 o'clock and I was late for work. I couldn't work out whether I should go to the hospital or just wait and see if this went away. And then I woke up and I couldn't get to bed for like an hour. It sucked.
I had a dream recently, which is rare. Not that I have dreams, but that I remember them. But I vividly remember just hanging out, and then I reached into my mouth and pulled out one of my molars.
That is the most common thing to dream about. Really? Is your teeth, yes.
I just remember thinking, oh, I don't feel too bad about that. And that's bad, because if you're just pulling teeth out without pain, then they're probably wrong. And that's the whole dream.
I have dreams about teeth falling out. I'm really anxious about the fact they're falling out. You know, like, I'm really...
They just don't hurt or anything.
I'm just like, oh my God, my teeth are falling out.
I've never dreamt about my teeth, but I know loads of people have, and apparently it's really common to dream.
I
have wonderful dreams. I have dreams that have, like, a plot.
Yeah,
I remember them, and I write them down.
I had a great one last week where I was feverish from ill. It was me and Chloe Grace Moretz.
Ill? You've never been ill for 4 years.
First time, me and Chloe Grace Moretz had an Aztec-based adventure in a secret building on top of Canary Wharf. And then I started accessing the coding programming language of my brain.
Wow.
And that's to the point where I sort of thought, well, I'm having a dream. And I probably shouldn't be messing with my own coding.
Yeah, probably not.
I became, what did I become when I had swine flu? Captain Flubeard. I hadn't shaved for like 2 weeks once I was really ill. I was like, to get out of bed, I was like...
Yeah. I came home to Andy from uni, just like...
Well, you know, not, I don't grow much of a beard. But, yeah, I don't really remember it, but apparently I demanded to be called Captain Flubeard. I had a fever of like 3 degrees over.
It's weird, isn't it?
Like centigrade degrees, and I went to hospital.
Did you trip out of it?
Yeah, absolutely. Went mad. And became Captain Flubeard for some time. It was based heavily on the episode of Scrubs I'd watched recently, I believe. You know where he finds out his dad's died and JD's brother
sits in the bath
with a bubble beard.
I didn't get swine flu, even though I slept in the same bed and you know was around you. I think I'm just like.
I got swine flu. That's why I have all the achievements on Fable 2 for the Xbox 360. Because of those 2 weeks.
I basically spent 2 weeks trying to smoke weed. Like, I tried to prove to myself that it was the right thing to do. It would chill me out, you know? And it wasn't. And I'd Google it and, like, try to find people who agreed with me, and I then couldn't. And every time I smoked, it just made me feel awful. But...
I had a friend at uni who insisted on smoking through pleurisy.
Jesus, where you go half numb?
It's a disease where you get like a sticky residue in your lungs, so that when they contract as you breathe out, when you try and breathe in again, it's all stuck together. Oh. So, you know, like if you really like breathe into a plastic bag,
yeah,
and when you blow it out again, it all crackles and pops. It's like that's happening to your lungs. And he insisted on powering through and smoking through it. It's just insane. Dominic, if you're listening, you're a wrong'un.
I hope you're alright, Dominic.
Did you get better?
Yeah, he got better. As far as I know, he's still alive and he lives in China.
Oh,
or he married a person from China and she lives here. I don't know.
They live somewhere.
There's a Chinese connection in there.
Mm.
So, we just have time for a quick roundup of quick things that suck. Quick. I wanted to watch the DuckTales movie the other night. Your friend Fisher said we couldn't, and that sucked.
Yes.
That's my quick thing that sucks.
Shaky head.
Our current understanding of physics means that it would be really hard for aliens to find us, even if they wanted to. They could be in loads of places and never see us.
That sucks.
That does suck.
Mm. I got rejected from a job.
That sucks.
Or you were lucky, depending on...
Oh, yeah.
We've previously discussed a few points on jobs.
Yeah.
But no, it sucks.
Kind of. Not quite. Every cloud has a silver lining, but every cloud is a bigger cloud.
Yeah. I mean, it was working in a call centre, so maybe I escaped something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I worked in a call centre once, and I just did the training and then left.
We have a call centre in our work. Well, it's not allowed to be called a call centre, but it is one. And it's horrific. And the turnover rate's really high. And yet the woman who runs it, and I'm doing quotation marks with my fingers now, even though you can't see me. But she couldn't judge someone wrong. How's that true?
Oh dear. People.
Humans.
What's wrong with
them? Yeah, that's what sucks. Humans.
Yeah, kind of, don't they?
Jim?
I didn't bring enough pies back from Scotland.
Oh, you brought me a pie, didn't you?
Brought me a pie. Oh. I didn't bring enough. I was just thinking today, I only got a few pies, and I was like, I could have brought 20 pies.
You could have brought 20 pies.
You can go to Wigan for pies.
Hey, you can go back the Thursday adventure.
These are mutton pies. You only get them in Scotland.
You should have brought more back and frozen.
I should have done. Yeah, and more Scottish rolls.
Tell mystery guests to bring some back with them.
Ooh, I will. Yeah.
That sounds good.
How is mystery guest?
He's having a great time in Glasgow.
Cool.
He's getting loads of work done, and we met loads of crazy ass people on Saturday.
Yeah.
I know you hate recording the podcast, mystery guest, but we miss you.
Miss you, mystery guest.
Miss you, mystery guest.
Ooh. And on that note of things that suck, it's time to go.
Yep.
If you want to get in touch with us, you can do at thingswelike@thepeoplesbeard.com.
Hey.
Or on Twitter @_things_we_like, and things has a capital T.
I hate our Twitter.
The People's Beard is taken on Twitter by someone who did no tweets about 10 years ago. That's not true, it wasn't around then. Like, at least 3 years ago, and it's just done nothing, and it's like ruined it for me.
Let's take their account, that's what we did. We took someone else's.
We took someone's account. We have a repurposed second-hand email address. Indeed. Well, that's it. I'm Jan.
I'm Jim.
I'm still Andy.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Roseanne.
And stuff sucks.
Does.
Come back next week, though. Things will be nice again. Will they? Will things ever be nice again? Can't we have nice things?
This is the reason we can't have nice things.
We're the reason we can't have nice things.
You're the reason.